And you talk about where we acquire patients for our offices. To this point, we've done no marketing. They're just coming to us. They're looking for our services, and we're growing so fast we can't quite keep up with, you know, demand.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. In this episode, I sat down with Dr. Catherine Milo. She's the founder of Birth Co. franchise. Catherine isn't just a business owner. She's a disruptor and a true category creator. What's even more impressive, she built a profitable brand that runs just 37 hours across a five-day work week. Too often, investors overlook these kinds of business models. I mean, I have investors boasting about doing $500,000 in revenue with businesses that are open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days per week. Meanwhile, Catherine's proving there's a smarter, leaner, and better way to win. I really hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks for spending some time with us. I appreciate it. I know you're busy, and it sounds like, congratulations, you're opening up a franchise location for Birth Co.
Yeah, we are.
Tell us what you do, and then I want to get into your background because you have a very unique background. But tell us, what is Birth Co? Where are you right now? What are you opening up? What services it provides? Get us up to speed on this brand. It's very unique.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, I'll try to give you the short story. My background is chiropractor. So I chose chiropractic when I was 8 years old. I had a really unique experience where my brother, who was younger, had epilepsy. And, you know, my parents took him to all the medical things and he was on all the medications and was still very sick. And he went to a chiropractor that did chiropractic and some nutritional things and holistic things. And he was able to get off all his medications and stopped having seizures. And so that was incredibly impactful for me. And so I always wanted to work in the pediatric world of holistic healthcare. If you fast forward many, many years, I graduated, I opened up my own practice, and I was always very focused on prenatal care and pediatric care. They kind of go hand in hand. But during COVID times, I realized that moms and families in general needed a space that was all encompassing of services so that they weren't having to go to multiple different places. And so through COVID, Birth Co. was born. And at Birth Co., we are a perinatal holistic healthcare center. So our focus is moms, babies, and full families. And we have four core main services. We do chiropractic, that's very specialized, massage therapy. We have a very unique rehab program for core and pelvic floor, and then we do hormone balancing. So we kind of live in this holistic world, and we're trying to bridge this gap between parents and moms and their medical providers. There's this like education and support gap in there that we've found that we have tried to step in and fill for our moms in our community.
Interesting. You attribute the chiropractic services by, let's say, curing or helping your brother not have seizures?
It definitely. It was several things. It was chiropractic. It was nutrition. It was some detoxing. But all of those things allowed his body to regulate, and he was slowly able to wean off medications and, live a full life.
That's interesting. That's the big misnomer with, obviously, you know this, you're in the space. There's like two camps of people, some that say absolutely not, that they're not doctors, right? And then there's another camp of people that are saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, your chiropractor gets down to the parasympathetic nerve, like they get down to the nervous system. And a lot of people just think, they just make adjustments. It's way, way deeper than that.
And
so that's interesting.
Yeah, when we talk about care for kids, our average kid's not coming in saying, I've got back pain or headaches, which is what chiropractic has traditionally been known for. But they come in and they're hyperactive, their body isn't functioning, they're constipated, they're wound up. And so we are trying to align and reset their nervous system so that their body can process the way it's supposed to.
That you're exactly right. I looked up one time, I go, if there's fight or flight, what is the opposite? And they said it's rest and digest. And a lot of that can happen through chiropractic services, whether it's sleep and, of course, babies and moms. I mean, they suffer from all sorts of issues when they're pregnant. God bless you ladies for doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, right? And I think half of women suffer from back pain.
Yeah. And a lot of women think that these are just pregnancy pains. You have to deal with it. And they spend their whole pregnancy uncomfortable. And then their recovery is tough. And there's just so many things that we can do to help prep the body for labor and delivery, make pregnancy more comfortable, prep your body for the recovery period. And you don't typically get that information from your OB or your midwife. They're in a different lane than we're in as far as educating women on the changes that are going to happen to their body.
So start with like the beginning, because it's postpartum. It's also prenatal. It's not just postpartum services, right? So let's start with, hey, I'm pregnant. Met a mom. She said I should see you. Where does my relationship as a mom, as a pregnant woman, where does it begin with Birth Co?
Yeah, so we tell people as soon as you know that you're pregnant, and even before that, if you're thinking like prep, you want to prep your body for this whole fertility process, you can come in as soon as you're ready to. And honestly, early is better than later, because if you come in at 35 weeks pregnant, your nervous system is ramped up, you're in fight or flight, you're experiencing pain, you have a lot of postural compensations, maybe baby's not in an optimal position. There's so many things that we can prevent early on if you come in versus trying to be retroactive and treat when you're towards the end of your pregnancy.
Okay. Okay. And the chiropractic services are not just for the mom. They're also for the baby.
Yeah. We see lots of babies. We help with latching issues, with constipation issues, fussiness. The birth process is extremely challenging on baby, just like it is on mom. It's a lot of stress on their system. Even the most natural birth can wind baby's system up. So the youngest I've ever seen after birth was 8 hours old. And those adjustments look very different than an adult adjustment. They're very gentle pressures in different areas to help with alignment and regulation. But adjustments very early on can, again, prevent things that you see later on, like flatheads or difficult with latch. And so we recommend earlier is better than later.
I saw that you were doing head shape analysis. And I'm like, what's that about? Explain that to me. This is a thing.
It is. Yeah. We're seeing more and more flat heads. We tend to sleep our babies on their backs. And if we're sleep training and they're sleeping there for long periods of time, their heads are very soft. So they tend to go flat, especially if they cannot move their neck all the way to the other side because of a strain from birth. So we see a lot of babies that are coming in. They can't turn their head both ways. Maybe they have some torticollis from birth, and their heads are getting flatter and flatter. And ideally, we want to catch it before it's so flat that we have to go into a helmet. Because if we can get the neck moving early on, then we can possibly prevent them from sleeping in one position for long periods and then having a flat head.
Interesting. And isn't that strength to be able to move the head? Isn't that why we put them on their back? Because we feel they don't have the strength to move their head should they be in a suffocating situation?
Yeah. And typically for safety, we want them on their back.
Right.
I really think a lot of the sleep training that we're doing, because babies are not programmed to sleep for 8 hours like we are, but we kind of try to train them because we want to sleep, which is not a bad thing, but we're getting longer stretches of sleep. So if they can't move either direction, then they're probably sleeping in one spot for long periods.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So let's go through some of these services. Chiropractic, I get that, right? 35 million Americans use chiropractors, 280 million visits per year, $20 billion market cap, massive market. What's interesting is that the market is 60% 45 years of age or older, and you flipped the script and went the other way and said, no, that's actually not the way it should be. Anyone and everyone, you just said 8 days or 8 weeks old. You just said something about very young. I mean, 8 hours. Oh my God. 8 hours. Right. So you think about that and say, okay, this is for everyone. So talk to us a little bit, maybe drill down, get a little more granular on, and I know one of your service is called a diastasis recti. Is this a... Talk to me about that.
We have, it's actually our flagship program in our office. It really sets us apart from other chiropractic offices. So in the US, core and pelvic floor is becoming something that we're talking about more and more. And unfortunately, we're a little bit behind other countries in addressing issues for women after childbirth. And core and pelvic floor issues are extremely common after childbirth. And so we have developed a program that is for your core and your pelvic floor, but it uses technology or a machine that helps to stimulate a contraction in your core and at the same time rebuild that sensory connection between brain and body. And I originally, when I was developing our rehab programs, I worked in an office where they were using this machine. It's called a Nuex Pro. People were using it in sports and post-surgical rehab. It was very much not something that you saw used with moms or in the birth world at all. But they were getting really fantastic results. They were healing up like three times as fast as if they were just going to regular physical therapy. And so during COVID, I borrowed the machine and I started testing it on my moms that have huge separations, tons of issues with their pelvic floor, low back pain, all these symptoms that come along with core and pelvic floor dysfunction. And we were seeing incredible results, like 8 weeks, and they would feel so much stronger. Their abs would be closed up. They could move and they could lift their kids up from the crib. And so we started offering our Defeat Diastasis program specifically for those moms that want a quick and efficient way to heal their core and pelvic floor.
How do you know? How does someone know that they have this separation? Well, first describe it. What exactly is happening? The abdominal muscles are separating?
Yeah. So the best visual I can give you is everyone kind of knows what their six-pack abs look like. So those ab muscles are there to help us bend forward, but they're not stabilizer muscles. They're not important for just general movement stabilization. And during pregnancy, as the belly gets bigger and bigger, the body has to make room for baby somehow. So what happens is we start to see separation of those front six-pack abs. Now, a little bit of separation is normal, but it's very, very common that because we have weak stabilizer muscles or maybe baby's in a funky position or we already have muscle imbalances before we get pregnant, all of these things combined can cause more separation to happen. And once you get past about a two-finger, if you were to feel yourself two-finger separation, it's considered diastasis recti. And so you lack a lot of stability when your abs are sitting open like that and you're at higher risk.
You could actually feel it. When you say two fingers, like from the you could actually feel it, the separation.
Yeah. And I have seen them as wide as 4.5 fingers where I could take my fist and stick it inside an abdomen. And they're just sitting there separated. And if you can imagine, it is very hard for the body to move and function without stability in that area. So you end up with a pudge in the front or looking like you're still pregnant, even though you've already had the baby, or low back pain, or you're having issues with your pelvic floor leaking and pain and things like that.
Do you agree with this statement I read years ago? I had a baby in 2008. Do you agree that breastfeeding helps that with that issue? It helps tighten up the abdominal area and return the body to pre-pregnancy condition. Do you believe that?
So breastfeeding is interesting because it makes your hormones a little bit funky. And actually, there is some newer research that shows if you're breastfeeding, you might actually struggle to heal your diastasis up. However, it is a really great way to burn calories in general, and it ramps your metabolism. So from that perspective, it can be really great. We're still learning about these hormone fluctuations and about where our estrogen is sitting, where our testosterone is sitting. But that relationship between estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, if it's not perfectly balanced, it is difficult for your body to build muscle. For instance, I had a woman who had a very wide separation. And we ended up working with her for about 6 months. And we got her pretty close to closure, but then she went to a functional medicine doctor that tested her hormones and she had no testosterone. And that made a lot of sense to me because she just plateaued at some point and we were having trouble getting her to the next step. And it was because her body hormonally just was not prepped to build muscle at that point.
And you're also in that business. So as a service, you're doing hormone therapy?
So we do hormone balancing from a holistic perspective. So we're not the ones that are going to prescribe synthetic hormones and things like that. But okay. We will take steps to supplement and change lifestyle and dietary things to help balance those hormones out. So we work a lot with women in that postpartum phase because your hormones are balancing out again. And it's very common that moms are feeling very fatigued and run down. And if their hormones haven't balanced back out, that can contribute to a lot of just feeling really run down that first year or two after having baby.
We actually had a guest on the show. They're not in your business at all. And it was mainly dealing with incontinence, but it was called a pelvic floor chair. And they sat in an actual, it looked just like a chair. Is it similar to what you're doing? Just so I could wrap my head around it. It was like replicating Kegel exercises, essentially.
Yeah. So our program is not, it's definitely not a chair. No, our program looks more like physical therapy for your core and pelvic floor. We're just combining some electrodes on the core itself. But there are some really interesting different approaches that are coming out right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with how much awareness we're starting to see around pelvic floor. For example, I am one of eight. My mom had eight babies and she had them all vaginally. And I was telling her a bit about our program in our office. And she looked at me and she was like, I think I might need that. And so I started chatting with her a little bit more. And in her generation, you just didn't talk about pelvic floor anything. It was kind of like a taboo subject. So she was experiencing all these pelvic floor issues, but no one was talking about it. So there was no one was coming out with ways to treat it at that point. But I've been in practice about 10 years. In the last 10 years, I've seen huge jumps in education and awareness around pelvic floor. So I love that we're seeing different ways of approaching healing that up for moms because they deserve this care after they've given birth.
Absolutely. This woman was incontinent. She couldn't laugh. She couldn't sneeze without, peeing herself. And the chair changed her life. She was wearing a diaper full time. She was maybe 63, 65. And this therapy, similar to what you're talking about, working on the pelvic floor changed her entire life. And she ended up creating a brand very much like what you're doing here, except you're dealing with pregnant women. I think it's fantastic. Talk to me about, we spent a lot of time on these services and the services are great. And have I missed any services? The hormone balancing, the skin tightening, the massage, diastasis machine, chiropractic services. You're doing yoga.
Yeah, we do. We're very community-based, so we'll offer some yoga classes, community classes, some educational classes, but we covered our core four services.
That's where the money's right. The money, if you're in this brand and you're generating revenue, that's where the money is going.
Yeah.
Great. Talk to me about how you're acquiring customers, which is very interesting. Right now, you're where? You're opening up a new, I think Texas, you said.
All of our locations are in Austin at this moment.
Okay.
So I opened Birth Co. This is our fourth year. We just started our fourth year. So it's a very young company. We were opening up, I'm going to call them corporate locations. So I was opening up locations on my own. And I have four locations today that I own. Last year, I recognized that I was going to be limited growth-wise, if I was just going to go out and open these locations on my own. I came to that realization that I just couldn't grow as fast as I really wanted to. And you asked me where we acquire patients for our offices. We do, to this point, we've done no marketing. They're just coming to us. They're looking for our services. And we're growing so fast, we can't quite keep up with, demand. And so I made the decision last year that I really wanted a franchise. I really wanted to teach others how to take our brand and help moms in their community. And I really wanted to support other female young chiropractors as well in helping them learn the business aspect of things, because that is not something that comes easy for clinicians typically, I found. So we just franchised our first location that's opening this week.
That's in great. Congrats.
Congrats. Thank you.
You said a couple of things I have to address. So like I just a moment ago said, I never even heard of a pelvic floor. How am I wouldn't even know to search for it to find you. Please elaborate on how people are finding you if you're not advertising. I mean, it sounds strange on its face to say that. It's like, no, they find me without even advertising. How?
Yeah, so one of the great things about having multiple services is a lot of times people will come in via one service. So they know what massage is, or they know what chiropractic is. They might not know what a pelvic floor is, but as soon as they get into our office, we ask the questions to get down to that root cause. Like, why are you actually here? We understand that you're having back pain, but are you also having pelvic floor issues? Do you have core dysfunctions? Did you recover from your birth totally, or your births if there's been multiple? And we really deep dive into someone's history. So we do get a lot of people that way that come in through another service and then they go into rehab. And we try to assess which service is going to be the biggest beneficial thing for them. So they might come in for chiropractic not knowing that they need pelvic floor. And
that makes total sense to me.
And okay. We can adjust you all day long, but until you heal this, you're still going to be in pain. So then we push them over to rehab, if that makes sense.
What do you think? That makes total sense to me. You're acquiring customers through the mainstream. Back pain. Okay. The you pop up on some type of search. I totally get that organically. And then they're coming in. What percentage of patients don't even know they have an issue and you're telling them you have a pelvic floor issue?
So many. This number seems high, but I kid you not. I think it's close to 80% come in.
I knew you were going to say something crazy like that. It's like, that's what I meant by, I don't know what I don't know. How am I finding you if I don't even know I have an issue? But that's it. I'm acquiring them through massage, through skin tightening, through hormone balancing, or through chiropractic services. And then I love that you're doing a full assessment, right? Prognosis before diagnosis is malpractice. Know your patient, what's going on. I love that. That's great. How are they paying for these things? Is this covered? Is this private pay?
Yeah, typically it's private pay for us. We do some out-of-network billing, but it's pretty minimally covered. I usually tell people, don't count on your insurance to come through and cover these services for you. So generally, it's just cash pay.
Yeah, why would the insurance do it, right? A patient cured is a customer lost. Yeah. They'd rather put them on prescriptions and they'd rather tell them to go get surgery. They make way more money that way, medical community. It's crazy. I love what you're doing. I love anything that's saying pause before you go on medication and have eight other issues, right?
Yeah.
Which is always the case. And before you have surgery, which who knows what the outcome of that will be, try all of this first. And usually this stuff works. It works.
You know, even though you're paying out of pocket for some services up front, like the long-term gain of not dealing with injury and issues for many, many years, it kind of balances itself out as far as the financial investment. On the front
What end. Is that? Great statement. Completely agree with you. It's pay me now, pay me later. You could either pay me now or you could live in pain and you could have way bigger issues down the road. What am I looking at if I visit you? How much money is a visit? What am I getting in that visit if you want to pick a modality of service? The frequency, it looks like recurring revenue model to me where it's not one and done. I come in and it's a recurring revenue model. Break that down a little bit.
Yeah. So each of our departments has a different pricing model, but our chiropractic visits, once you get past that first visit, are $78 a visit. And I would say a prenatal person on average is going to see us at least once a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on what's going on. But we typically will sell packages to them so that it makes it a little more cost effective and they can come in regularly. Our rehab sessions, they're an hour long and they're one-on-one and they're $175 for an hour. And we also have packages for that. We don't do one-off rehab sessions because you cannot heal a pelvic floor in 1 hour. So the smallest amount of visits that we'll do for our core and pelvic floor programs are 16. So we'll do eight weeks of care, and then we can reassess at that point and decide if we need more care or we're good to go at that point.
Okay, got it. How long, you said an hour, it could be an hour for something. Let's discuss, because I saw some pictures on Facebook and I'm like, wow, there's like eight people in that photograph. Like, this is a significant amount of people for, let's say, a small business. What is the staffing model? You're a doctor. You're a new franchisee. Are they doctors? What is the licensing requirement to do this? Who can do this?
Yes. So you don't have to be a doctor to own a franchise. And actually, our first franchise is owned by a patient who had a really amazing experience in our office. Uh-huh. And she said, women need more of this. And I don't know anything about the back end of it, but I'm going to open up a birth co. So she was just a passionate mom. And she decided that after her second kiddo, she wanted to do something that was more fulfilling. So she's opening up a birth co this week. So you don't have to be a chiropractor, although you can be a chiropractor. And I think it's a really great option for chiropractors who want to own their own practice, but don't have a background in business and don't have a background in operations and hiring. You know, when you're a small business owner, you're really wearing 1,000 different hats. And so the way that I learned the business was through trial and error. And it took me many, many years to develop this model, which is Birth Co. And I would really love for other young women chiropractors coming out of school to just be able to take our model and run with it and to save them all the blood, sweat, and tears that I had to put in to create this model.
Love it. Okay, great. So, and I love that. And I exaggerate. I use these types of businesses as examples with clients. They're like, yeah, I don't want to look at that. I don't have any industry experience. I don't want to do a Mako, a Meineke, because I'm not a mechanic. You don't have to be a mechanic. I'm like, you could own an urgent care center in franchising and not be a doctor. Yeah. You can't deal with patients, but you could own the urgent care center. You could hire a physician. Over 75% of physicians in America are employees. They're not independent business owners running their own practice. So I love that. You don't have to be, but you need to hire folks that have these certifications and licensing, et cetera.
Yeah, you do have to have a chiropractor on staff with our office. That's the most important hire for Birth Co.
You've heard from some incredible franchise brands right here on the podcast. If you're sitting there wondering which opportunity might be the right fit for you, we're here to help. At Franosity, we offer free consulting services to aspiring small business owners just like you. We'll guide you through a focused, strategic process to help you identify the best franchise match. Call or text us at 561-277-3710 or visit us on the web at franosity.com. That's franosity.com. We look forward to working with you. So with those eight people in the picture, what am I seeing exactly? How would you advise me to staff? How are you advising the franchisee right now in Austin to staff that business? What does it look like? What are the names of those roles?
Yeah, so it can be pretty lean at startup. You have to have your chiropractor. There's no way around that. You really need a front desk person. That person can be a part-time person, or I recommend that the owner be there in the beginning, at least in helping with some of the front desk stuff so they can really get a good feel for the office and systems. And then you have to have a massage therapist. Those are your three starting people in order to open a birth co. And then as you scale, then you have to start to fill in the holes. So typically your chiropractor is going to do your chiropractic and your rehab. But once the chiropractic schedule starts to fill up, then you want to hire someone else, a rehab specialist, to do your rehab sessions. So your chiropractor can just do your chiropractic sessions. And then your massage therapist, of course, is going to do your massage therapy. And then you have your front desk person. And then as you add patients in, you can add a second chiropractor. You can add another rehab specialist. You can add two massage therapists. There's a lot of room to grow from there in whichever department is busy at your location.
Okay. When I look at the space, I don't see private rooms. Is this an open floor plan or no? There are private rooms. I'm just not seeing them.
Yeah, so we have private rooms for massage only. Everything else is open concept, and we do that very purposely for two reasons. One, from a business perspective, you want your patients to be seeing what your other patients are doing, because ideally you want them to not only do one service, chiropractic, but you want them to see mama's doing rehab and they're like, oh, what are they doing? Do I need that? Am I going to need that in the future? So it helps us to cross refer back and forth. It also helps us to build community. A lot of our moms come in and they make friends with the mom that's doing rehab next to them. You know, they connect on the fact that their moms and their body has been through this experience of pregnancy and birth. And the more community we can build, the more we become a hub for other moms in the community as well.
Completely agree. Yeah. It's mommy and mate. There's no daddy and mate. Those guys aren't going to make friends with anyone, but you're right. Mommy and me, those groups are huge.
Yeah.
That's great. How big is the space? How many square feet?
So our offices range. Our smallest office is 800 square feet and it's pretty tight.
Okay.
Our biggest office is 1600 square feet. So there is quite a bit of range that can happen. In order to prepare for growth, ideally 1200 square feet is your sweet spot, because you can double all of your services with that much square footage.
You know what I love about businesses like yours? It's the hours of, one, the investment, which we're going to get to, but this is a five-day-a-week business, right? You're not open 7 days a week, are you?
Yeah. No.
No. That's quality of life. A lot of entrepreneurs don't think that through. They're like, look, this business is doing $500,000. I go, yeah, you work 362 days a year.
Yeah.
This business is doing $500,000. It works 5 days a week. Like, man, never thought of that. It's nice to take a break. It's nice to be off. You can't put a valuation on quality of life. Here you are helping every other mommy and helping every other family. You know, you have to help yourself too. You got to help your family and your quality of life. I love that you're 5 days a week. What are your hours before you expand on that? What are the hours?
We are open Monday and Friday, 8 to 3, Wednesday, 8 to 1. Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to 6. So we have
unbelievable
30 clinical hours. And that was very purposeful because our female chiropractors burn out very quickly in the profession. And it is because chiropractic traditionally is very male dominant, very physically demanding and very long hours. Yep. So it's just not a good environment for a mom who has a bunch of kids at home and also wants to have a family balance in general. So yes, we have
I totally agree with you.
It's great for balancing out those long days. We have the long hours when we need to make sure we can get people in that are working 9 to 5, you know, during the day. Our schedule is fantastic. And every other franchise in the chiropractic world, they're almost all 7 to 7 days a week. They're very extensive hours. And that's not something that I wanted for our offices.
Did I hear 30 hours a week? 30?
37, I believe.
37,
Our clinical hours. Yeah, we're just under 40.
That is outstanding. I really like that. That is a value add. I would almost lead with that in franchise development. That's so powerful compared to, hey, I want to open up a smoothie shop. Hey, I want to open up a food concept or retail. Yeah, you're 7 days a week. And the hours aren't, and the hours of operation aren't going to be 37 hours on that weekly basis. Those days are way longer than your single. I'm talking about day for day as a comparison. What's the item 7? What's it costing to open up one of these birth goes?
Yeah. So your initial investment is $39K. And then after that, it takes about $150K to $300K to get one up and running. It's a very cost-effective business model. And I purposely designed it that way because I bootstrapped all of my offices. I never took out loans. I never went into debt for any of them. So I wanted to make it very lean startup and make it easier for people to get into in general.
Good for you. I like that. That's good. So you're really, so like right now, do you know what this one costs to open? The one you're opening in Austin?
Yeah, I do actually. It's less than 100K.
So second generation space, they took over a space. or converted an office.
They took over a space. Yeah. They got TI, and so there wasn't a lot of construction costs. It was it's about 1,100 square feet, so it's not on the bigger end. So it's a little less expensive to start. And our startup equipment is very lean. The most expensive piece of equipment we have is the Nuex that we use for our rehab, and it's about a 13K piece of equipment. Everything else is, you know, probably under 15K in equipment to get up and running. And that's buying everything. So it's pretty lean startup. I very much promote investing in your people, because your chiropractor, you know, your patients really get attached to them. You really want to invest in their development and their salaries and things like that. So the rest of your overhead is pretty lean.
That's great. Let's get into item 19. I have it in front of me. I don't know if you know it off the top of your head, but can you talk to us about earnings potential, your corporate stores? What can you tell us?
I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay.
Our busiest location revenue-wise is doing, I think last year we did 480K in revenue. And that was my third year open in that office. So we're in a pretty heavy growth phase. I had my franchisee actually tell me, she went back and looked at all of our numbers, that we're growing, each location grows by about 50K in revenue a year thus far. Now, I don't know where that's going to start to level out. Again, we're a very fresh new company, but there's tons of potential. In fact, the office that's been open 3 years with its current staff could almost double in patient volume. And still be good. So we hope to see a lot of growth over the next couple of years.
Profitable? What are you seeing on that bottom line?
Yeah, all the offices are profitable. We just opened an office in January and it was green the first month. So it's a pretty quick startup. And in Austin, especially, we've built a really great name for ourselves, and our brand has really grown here. So that has helped for sure. But thus far, we pretty much are in the green right away. So we're about to open this first franchise. We'll see how many months it takes to get there. But again, the lean startup costs really help to get you covering your overhead pretty quickly.
I just think it's great what you're building. I really do. I commend you. And you're somewhat of a disruptor. Do you view yourself as a disruptor in this space?
You know, I definitely recognize that the path that I'm going down hasn't been done before in chiropractic or really in the birth world. So it's kind of, we're in both. We're in this healthcare chiropractic, but we're also in this like birth world aspect. And yeah, I did lots of research before like really rounding out the concept of what we have. And there is nothing out there. And I think that is why we've been so successful so quickly, because we're filling this hole that no one has been able to fill thus far for moms and babies and parents. So
people don't realize. And I love that you're doing it. So I'm going to put you in this category. You are a disruptor. You're also a category creator. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would agree.
I think that's great. Two feathers in your cap. I think this is fantastic. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss in terms of announcements, things that you're working on? Anything that you'd like to discuss about your brand before we wrap it up?
Again, we're like in high growth mode right now. We opened one office a year from the beginning, and we're working on about four locations for this year. And then hoping to expand past Austin and then to other states after that.
Good for you. I wish you exponential growth. I think what you're doing is a give back to the community. It's a legacy brand. You're helping a lot of women. You're helping a lot of families. I think it's a brand to be proud of. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're opening up a store right now and you're probably anxious to get back to it. I know what you're going through. I give you a ton of respect and thank you for being a guest on our show. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, Whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.